When Toad is put in a dungeon in the children's book Wind in the Willows, the jailer's daughter brings him buttered toast. The fragrance speaks to Toad of breakfasts on bright frosty mornings, of cozy firesides on winter evenings. Essayist Bonnie Wolfe hears the same voices when her alarm clock rings in the morning.
You smell toast and you feel better. Let it snow. Let it get dark at 4:30. You're in a warm house, wearing fuzzy slippers and a flannel nightgown, and you're making toast. If you're really lucky, you have a shaker filled with cinnamon and sugar to sprinkle over your buttered toast. There's even a scientific explanation for eau de toast. The smell, taste, and color of toast come from something called the Maillard reaction, the chemical change when caramelized sugar and starch meet protein on heated bread. Toast is the ultimate comfort food. It's one of the first solid foods a baby tastes. Most kitchens, no matter how small, have a toaster. When you're sick in bed, all you can eat is maybe a little toast. But toast is not as simple as it looks. James Beard wrote that one of the most difficult things in cooking is to get toast just right. My friend Susan, the chef, says toast is so complicated that when she interviews workers for her kitchen, the first thing she asks them is how they make toast. Every kind of bread toasts in its own way. Some have more fat, some more sugar. Some toast is served hot, some is for canapés later. Bread has to be toasted just enough so it's not limp, but not too much so it gets burned. Toast is welcome everywhere. You can serve caviar on toast points at a fancy cocktail party. Or put a piece of bread on a stick and toast it by an open fire on a camping trip. Yet toast sometimes gets a bad name. Milk toast refers to something that is bland and unassertive. But to food writer M.F.K. Fisher, milk toast was romantic. She said toasted bread in a bowl with milk, butter, salt, and pepper is a warm, mild, soothing thing full of innocent strength, a small, modern miracle of gastronomy. And then there's the haiku that says it all. Hours after breakfast, a lingering aroma, the ghost of toast.
Bonnie Wolfe sprinkles cinnamon on her toast at her home in Washington, D.C. For a recipe on how to make toast, please go to our website, npr.org.
I really like bread.